This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
That romaine lettuce problem remains a worry. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting now 31 more people have fallen ill in an E. coli outbreak tied to romaine. The total number of cases now standing at 84. As the outbreak has spread to about 20 states, 42 patients were hospitalized and 9 developed a form of kidney failure. No deaths have been reported. The CDC warns people not to eat any form of romaine lettuce from the Yuma, Arizona area. Romaine confirmed not to be from that Yuma region is okay to eat. From This Week in Agribusiness, in case you're wondering where the world's supply of excess grain is, our Ag Trade Ambassador Greg Dowd says China has about 47% of the world's residual supply of wheat, more than 40% of the residual supply of corn, and about two-thirds of the world's residual supply of rice. Excess supplies of commodities that Dowd says are depressing the global prices of these grains. And he says transparency continues to be a problem when it comes to China. Under the rules of the World Trade Organization, China is supposed to report its agriculture subsidies that they've used to build the grain surpluses, but he says they haven't reported those subsidies in 8 years. It's always interesting to see how different species in the animal kingdom get along so well sometimes. Better than you'd expect. Growing up on our farm in Indiana, we had a dog, Junior, who not only enjoyed sleeping with the cattle, he slept on them. Yeah, we'd see him back there with the big bull, the two relaxed down there in the pasture. Oh, he'd be on the back of the bull. Well, our friend Martha Madsen in Wisconsin shared with us the story from Hastings, Minnesota, of two unlikely companions who were spotted taking a stroll along Highway 61 near Hastings last weekend. A goat and a dog. A motorist picked them up, then the state patrol handed over the animals to Kathy Pelner, an animal control officer, and she put the docile duo in the back seat of her car. The goat didn't need a leash. She said it simply followed the dog into the car. At the local animal shelter, the folks knew that dog, and they found the owner of the animals. They're back home now. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.